The Buck Sexton Show.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
We've got Guy Benson now. He's the townhall.com political editor, and he's also a Fox News contributor. Guy, always good to hear from you, buddy. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
So I'm seeing this poll linked with Drudge, and happy Thanksgiving to you, sir, by the way. I'm seeing this poll linked with Drudge, linked to the Drudge Report right now from Reuters. It's a five-day poll. It has Donald Trump at 38%. Now, maybe this isn't the most scientific poll or the greatest poll or whatever. It's a Reuters poll that's linked on the Drudge Report right now. You get Ted Cruz at 11, Ben Carson at 11, Marco Rubio at 8, and then some other stuff. Guy, I just want to ask you, for all of us who are conservatives and who, no matter what, are going to find themselves voting for somebody within the GOP, is it time to get a Make America Great Again hat and keep it in the closet just in case? I mean, what do you think about all this?
Well, I think the Reuters polls have been, especially their tracking poll, has been, I mean, just a total outlier the entire cycle. So that's a junk number. Trump is definitely leading nationally. He's not leading 38% to his closest competitor at 11. That's all the other polling shows it much tighter than that, with Rubio and Ted Cruz really gaining, and I think we're starting to see Ben Carson fading a little bit, although Carson is still in second place. So your question, the premise of your question is the same, which is it possible that Donald Trump's going to be the nominee? And I thought that was an unfathomable eventuality even a number of months ago. And I know there are a lot of people who still say it's not going to happen, has no chance of happening. I think it's very difficult to look at the national polling, even if you throw out the Reuters poll, which I think you should. You look at the national polling, you look at a lot of state-level polling, Donald Trump is tied or leading in basically every single state at this point, and he has been for months. So I think that you're in denial if you look at those numbers and think that they're meaningless. I am intrigued by the new Quinnipiac poll, which is a more reliable pollster out of Iowa that has Ted Cruz basically pulling into a tie with Donald Trump. And it'll be very interesting to see how Trump and Cruz interact, because they've sort of been playing sort of footsie for a long time and seemingly engaged in a non-aggression pact. But if they're going to be, you know, locked in a tie atop the first state, I think you're going to start to see some fists fly.
Huh. What do you make of this piece in the Washington Post that says that the big GOP donors at this point have the only strategy they have with regard to Trump is a kind of non-strategy, or a strategy of wait and see, sit back and pray, because all of the efforts that have been put out there to try to undermine Trump, I mean, it's amazing. It's like his superpower is the crazier things get and the more people come after him, the stronger he gets, which I guess isn't like the blob. The more that it takes in, the bigger it gets, and the more you come after it, the bigger it gets. Anyway, it seems like there's nothing they can do to stop the Trump momentum, such as it were. And now people are starting to feel like, well, Iowa, I guess, maybe, but he's doing well in Iowa.
Yeah, but it's a very luxurious blob. It's a very classy blob. You'll love it.
Right, the classiest. It is huge, well, too.
It's a huge. The blob gets huger and huger, and people love it. People love the blob, believe me. Look, the piece in the Washington Post is fascinating, because essentially what it says is plan A for major Republican donors is to wait for Trump to implode. Plan B is non-existent. they've got nothing. And, I mean, it is true that the rules of political gravity don't apply to Donald Trump, at least within the Republican primary. That's what I keep reminding people, because, you know, he says things almost every couple days that to a normal candidate in normal circumstances would virtually end that person's campaign. You know, for example, likening Ben Carson to a pedophile repeatedly. That is something that usually a candidate you know, get past the 9/11 fantasy memories about thousands of people cheering in New Jersey. That never happened. I mean, the list sort of, you know, the whole controversy over the Muslim registry, which finally got cleared up last night. I mean, it's sort of one thing after another. Saying that the Black Lives Matter protester deserved to be roughed up when he heckled at a rally. I mean, it's none of these things really hurt him within the Republican primary, because there is such an intense strain of loathing for the political class that Trump's core supporters, about 25% of the Republican electorate, have dug in their heels, and they've decided, sort of like Obama supporters, you know, the hardcore Obama supporters, nothing the man says or does will impact their unflinching loyalty to him. I mean, it's very Obama-esque in that sense. And so with a fractured field, 25% or thereabouts, anywhere between 20 and 30%, could very well be enough to win, you know, any number of states, and that will especially matter once you get into winner-take-all territory in March. So, and of course, March is a long way off. There's a big caveat there, you know, with the asterisk. No votes have been cast yet, and no votes will be cast until February. Regardless of all of that, I think that it's, you know, it is important to look at the numbers within the Republican primary, and then also look at the numbers within a general election setting, where Donald Trump's favorability rating has taken a massive hit and remains now very low among overall voters, the people who will actually pick the president come next fall. His favorability rating is the lowest of either party in the entire field, including Hillary Clinton, and her numbers are pretty bad.
All right. Well, there's something then to be hopeful about, something to be thankful for, maybe, as we go to Thanksgiving. Guy Benson, politics editor over at townhall.com. You should all go check out his latest there. Also, you'll be seeing him on Fox News, where he's a contributor. Guy, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, friend. Have a great Thanksgiving.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.